Brooke has worked in community nutrition for about 17 years. She is a registered and licensed dietitian, as well as a certified health education specialist and a certified lactation counselor. Brooke is currently the Associate Director, Food and Nutrition Security with Clemson Rural Health. Through this position, she designs and oversees program planning, implementation, and training related to nutrition slash health in rural environments. Brooke has served in various positions for the board of the South Carolina Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, SCAND, and the SC Public Health Association, aka SCPHA. She has been awarded the Emerging Dietetic Leader Award by SCAND and the President's Award and Violence of Public Health Award by SCPHA. Brooke has been a speaker at various conferences and universities and has also been featured in various media platforms over the years. She held a monthly radio segment on the Don Friesen and the Urban Scene in Columbia and has also been featured on YouTube in nutrition and cooking segments with South Carolina celebrity Marcus Lattimore. So give it up for our guest speaker, Ms. Brooke Britton.
Morning, everybody. How's the mic sound? Is that good? Okay, perfect. Or I can help you move it. Thank you. All right. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank y'all so much for inviting me. I think it's been over a year since my last visit, so it's great to come back. Last time we focused a little bit more on cancer, this time a little bit more on our heart health. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. All right, so y'all tell me. Big health concerns in South Carolina. What are we worried about? What are our big chronic illnesses that face us down south, especially? Feel free to shout it out.
Diabetes,
huge one. High blood pressure. Anything else?
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol, absolutely. Anything else y'all can think of? Obesity. Definitely. Those are a lot of the big ones, right? Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol. And so y'all probably have seen those studies before, right? Where they rank our states for obesity. Where does good old South Carolina fall when we rank our states? Top 10. We're representing, right? I know, it's always the top 10. Who keeps us company in that top 10? Think about your other states.
Georgia.
Alabama. Who else? Louisiana. It's our southern belt, right? It's kind of what they refer to us as, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, all of our southern states, right? Is that a surprise to you all?
No.
What do you think helps to put us at the top of the charts?
Ooh,
fried foods, heard. Yeah, definitely. Mac and cheese, another delicious one. A lot of like carbs and starches, maybe heavy ones. A lot of fried foods. We use some delicious stuff to cook with, like?
Crisco.
Yep. What? Yeah, butter. What's in your greens? A little fat back, y'all got it now, yep. Ham hocks, neck bones, you name it, right? Good old southern country cooking, right? So it's probably no surprise, you know, that we have ended up towards the top along with our southern friends and neighbors in our bordering states, right? So does diet play a part? For sure, right? Absolutely. Different types of foods we eat, how much we eat, right? Does all that contribute? Yeah, absolutely, right? Y'all all agree with me on that. So how many of you have seen this before? Anybody seen this before? Definitely got some hands. They call this the MyPlate. Anybody remember what it was before this? What was it called? Our original graphic or food guidance, I guess we could call it. Many of us are in here. We're going to be dating ourselves. It was a pyramid. Y'all remember the food pyramid? Yeah, oh yeah. So it was a pyramid to start with, right? It had blocks in it. for the different food groups, and then at some point they changed it into color stripes, and then they made it into a plate, right? Because they're like, well, nobody's eating a pyramid. We eat off of a plate, so they thought the visual might kind of help us, right? So check it out. Half your plate is covered with what? Fruits and veggies. We got some grains, always pushing whole grains. Your protein, dairy, that's not your beverage, just kind of showing it's still the food, the fifth food group as always. Now, looking at that plate, does your plate look like that when you eat?
No.
No, probably not, right? How would your plate look different? What typically covers half the plate? The meat, right? Slab of the meat. What's on the other half? The carbs and starches, right? Are there vegetables? A little bit. Maybe no, right? Are they the healthiest vegetables for you? Oh, maybe, maybe not, right? We do like a lot of starchy vegetables too down south. So, and with what we can do to the vegetable, it might have started nice and healthy and then we got through with it, maybe not so much. So is there fruit usually at your meal? Not usually. I feel like more people do that breakfast or snacks. That might be something to kind of snack on, right? And then your dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt. Do you get that at a meal? Maybe, maybe not. Could be maybe throughout the day, possibly a little here, a little there, right? So we can all agree that our typical Southern plate usually is not looking like this, right? Right. Have y'all seen our other plate too? This might be kind of hard to see compared to this. But this would be what they represent with like our pre-diabetes groups, our diabetic groups, anybody trying to lose weight. So you maybe have seen a plate like this before. So a little bit different, right? So half of it's covered with what? Can anybody see? Vegetables, right? So we got a lot of vegetables. Can you see what's on the other half? Yep, so we got our protein and we got some starches, right? So big difference, right? So these are all the vegetables they want you eating lots of, right? All good stuff. Over here, they've divided up with your protein and then all of your carbs and starches. So y'all think about that. What counts as a carb? Can you think of some foods that are carbs?
Rice.
Rice, yep, big one. What else? Breads. Pasta, potatoes, anything else? Some of the big ones? How about fruit? Does that count as a carb? It does. It has sugar, right? Natural sugar, but it is still sugar. Yeah, absolutely. What about milk? Is there sugar in milk? There is, actually. Natural sugar, and if it's flavored, picture chocolate milk, you got even more, right? So those count, surprisingly. And then your starchy vegetables count as carbs, right? So which ones are starchy? I definitely heard some potatoes earlier, right? What were the other big ones? Corn, yep. Think veggies. So corn, potatoes. Anybody remember any of the others? Beans and peas. So think about everything that falls into that category, right? Field peas, black-eyed peas, sweet peas.
Green beans.
Green beans are kind of borderline, a little bit starchier, but still okay to do some of those. Yep. So corn, beans, peas, potatoes. Are those not our favorite Southern vegetables? I mean, right? So think about all of those foods I just rattled off. Are those not awesome, delicious tasting foods? Yes, right? Can you never ever eat any of those? No, that's not realistic, right? Balancing it out. Moderation, right? Everybody's heard that word before. Your protein. That's important too, right? Yeah. What does protein do for you? Energy. Hurts some muscles. Yeah, building muscles. Fills you up. Helps balance your blood sugar. Does a lot of good stuff, right? So having the right amount of that too. So swinging back over here. Are you filling up half that plate with those vegetables? So when you were young, your mom, your grandma told you to eat your veggies. You might have children. You tell them to eat their veggies. You might have grandkids telling them to eat them. Why? Why do we tell people to eat vegetables? They're good for you. Why are they good for you? Nutrients. There we go. Big word. All right. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. Anybody know what antioxidants are?
Yes.
What are they?
Help fight cancer.
Oh, Jerry with the star over here. All right. Yeah, cancer fighting agents, right? A lot of good stuff. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. And it starts with an F. What else do they got in them?
Fiber.
What does fiber do for y'all? Keeps you nice and regular, that's right. Push that food on out. Swells you up, fills you up, helps you stay fuller longer, helps with digestion, your cholesterol. Did y'all know that that also helps wipe out bad cholesterol out of your body? So it does lots of good stuff, right? So I'll show you some of my tubes through the presentation. All right, so thinking about fiber in particular, all the good stuff it does. Comparing an orange and orange juice, what do you think packs more fiber, the orange or the juice?
Orange.
Y'all got it. That is your small orange, the fiber, so it's about that much in the tube. That is your orange juice. It is literally a teeny bit in the bottom. That's a big difference, right? What else does your juice pack especially a lot of? Sugar, right? You got sugar in a natural orange, but compared to the juice, being more condensed, less fiber, more sugar, right? So that's a big one. We've talked, you know, about whole grains. We all know those are better. Y'all have heard that before, not just from me. So comparing wheat bread and white bread, which one do we want you eating more of? The wheat, right? Here's why. That is your slice of wheat bread. So you're about there. That is your slice of white bread. You're about there. Have you found you like the taste? Have you converted? Have you adjusted? Yeah. Are you going to love every whole grain you eat?
No.
Probably not. We're realistic. I'm all about trying. See what you think. You got brown rice, wheat bread, oatmeal, whole wheat tortillas, whole wheat pasta. You got a lot of options. Are you going to love all those? Probably not. But find the ones that you do like. So if it's a whole grain, can I eat as much as I want? No, it's still carbs and starches, right? Anybody know what the serving size of rice and pasta is? It's small. She's like, I know it's small. You're going to disappoint me. So everybody stare at your hand, one of your hands, one of your little hands. Is your spaghetti dinner or your Chinese food gonna fit right in that little hand you got? They're like, what? No, and y'all cheating, y'all got a bigger hand. For most of us ladies, that's like a half a cup. That is a serving size of rice or pasta. It's a bite. It's a little bit, right? Because what do? It's spaghetti dinner night. You got your plate, what's happening? What goes on first? Shoot a few scoops over there, right? Yeah. Fill the plate up, right? With rice, noodles, whatever we're having, right? And then meat, sauce, everything goes on top. How many, so if that's a half a cup, how many cups do you think you're getting on that plate? For spaghetti, rice?
Too many.
Or maybe some three. Maybe, I mean, honestly, think about that. How quick that adds up. So carbs are good, right? There are some positives with carbs. What do they do for you?
Energy.
They do give you energy, right? If you're doing whole grains, you're getting tons of vitamins, minerals, fibers. You're getting lots of good stuff. But they are still sugar in the end, right? What happens if we're eating too many carbs? What can happen to us?
Sugar high.
Can it cause weight gain?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can it give you diabetes? Yes, it can. Yeah, absolutely, right? So it's all about eating the right carbs and the right amount of them. So I think that's a big thing, right? Your meat, our protein, serving size of meat. What is it? How many ounces? I know y'all have heard this before. Serving size of meat. What do we think? How many ounces? And some of y'all probably heard those comparisons, like a deck of cards or something, right? About four? Yes, about three. Yeah, 3 to 4 almost. Yep. So think about, again, kind of like our lady's hand. Here's my little fake piece of meat up here. All right. Everybody's meat looked like that when you ate, right? That size? Oh, no? No? Not quite? With the first bite? So, I mean, really, if you think about it, how we fill up our plates, you could easily put 2 to 3 of these on a plate, right? Y'all did tell me meat is good, protein's good, right? It's going to build some muscle, give you some energy maybe, fill you up. What else does your meat have in it, though? What makes it, like, not so good for you, possibly? Fat, right? Cholesterol, maybe, right? So think about that, what it does inside of us. So here's your meats, right? So what are our leaner, healthier options for proteins? What are your leaner, healthier options? Mm-hmm. Fish is a real good one. Chicken, I heard. Yep. Anybody use turkey? Yeah, ground turkey, things like that. What do you think are maybe your not so healthy protein options? Pork. Bacon, uh-huh. Your steaks, your burgers, your beef, right? Maybe not so healthy.
You can do meat substitutes.
Yes, and that was my next question. Anybody doing any, like, meat-type substitutes? Soy products, any vegans, vegetarians, you know? So there's other options, right? Tofu, beans, you know, we got options. So definitely missing a lot of times that saturated fat and cholesterol that we're getting in our regular meat protein, right? All right, so here we go. This is 3 ounces of fish, the fat, okay? Those in the back, there's a little bit right there in the tube. Do you think that is baked fish or fried fish? Baked, right? What do you think fried fish is going to look like? Oh, probably about twice that, maybe a whole tube. All right, fried fish Friday, okay? Fill that on up. This one is chicken. These are all 3 ounces, right? So that little itty-bitty piece of meat I showed you, right? Do you think that is baked or fried chicken?
Maybe.
Still thinking baked? Somebody said fried, maybe? That is baked. What do you think the fried looks like? We're going to need a couple now. We're going to need a couple. All right, and the big winner of the day, 3 ounces of... what meat? We saw fish, chicken. What do you think this is? That is your lean ground beef, 90%. How lean's that look? Oh, not so lean? What are your options that you could swap out occasionally, sometimes, for your beef? Yeah, ground turkey. There's ground chicken, too. So, I mean, y'all have seen all the prices with everything. Inflation is real out there. For the vegetables, the fruits, the meats, everything is really inflated right now in the grocery stores. Are not. Yeah, they are. Yeah, oh, tofu is really cheap. That's what I was like, I always found that to be like a chofu. Hey. The tofu actually, because I got a culinary background, right? You can make it taste like anything you want. That's the fun part. For most people, it's texture with the tofu because it is a little spongy and, you know, so you can, again, air fry that. You can broil it. There's way, but you can make it taste like whatever you want. That's why I like it from a culinary standpoint. But, yeah, the other stuff, they all taste good. Give it a try. It's going to be cheaper because I don't know if y'all, the Bessie the cow, she's made of gold, y'all. I mean, that beef is expensive, right? And then think of all the delicious things that Bessie the cow gives you. What other products do you get from the cow? Cheese. Got our milk, of course. What else do we get from the cow? Butter. Ice cream. All those things sound delicious, right? Is there fat in any of those products? Oh, yeah, right? All right, my cheese eaters, are y'all in here? Who loves cheese? That's my vice. I could never be vegan because I can't give up real cheese. I just can't. I'm sorry. All right, my cheese eaters, sorry y'all. How many slices of cheese do you think that might be? One? That's an ounce of cheese, y'all. That's like a slice, one slice. So that's a lot. I love cheese. That's my thing, right? Ice cream, things like that. Your milk. So here's your two milks if you want to check it out. So that is whole milk, literally a whole lot of fat. You got a whole tube. That is your skim or fat-free milk, right? There's literally a trace amount. Can you do something in the middle between here and here? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 2%, 1%. What they actually found, which was interesting, was that you actually need some fat to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins in the milk. So really, like your 1%, 2%, they're great options. Now, can some people benefit from whole milk? Absolutely. Little kids, right? People trying to gain weight. I've had pregnant moms before who was struggling with weight gain with their pregnancy. Oh, yeah, drink some whole milk, eat some cheese. It's a good way to help pack on a little extra pounds. If you're not trying to, though, it is good to cut back those percents, right? Ice cream. Where my sweet tooth at? Anybody love ice cream? Okay, how much ice cream you dishing out? The whole thing? Okay, is anybody a carton eater? Carton. You eating out of the carton. What is going to go wrong with that? Everything, right? As I always tell people, do not eat from the carton, the container, the bag. Because, I mean, literally, think about that. Chips, ice cream. I mean, you're eating. There's no stopping. There's no end. You can just kind of keep eating, right? I love ice cream, especially when it's that time of year. All right, so this is vanilla ice cream, the fat. How much ice cream do you think it is?
A cup.
You wish. There we go. Jerry's getting closer. A half a cup. So again, kind of back to that little hand. Did your ice cream you scooped out fit in your hand? No? Do you think this guy should, not last time. Do you think this got sugar in it too? Oh yeah, right? So this is gonna be, it should be, I think, a cup. Yeah, there it is. That is one cup, so it was a half a cup. So this is one cup of your vanilla ice cream, the sugar. Whoa, right? Adds up, y'all seeing that, right? These favorite foods we got. So what about fast food? Anybody hit up some fast food sometimes? Yeah. Probably all of us do at some point, right? Anybody a daily goer to fast? Anybody confessing? If mom would let you. Anybody a weekly goer probably? Once, twice a week? I bet probably a lot of us fit into that. Anybody maybe just a couple times a month? Anybody not at all? You really just do not eat any fast food. Yeah, doesn't even exist, right? So we all fell somewhere in there. So who has seen or heard of, there was a documentary, it came out a long time ago, but I still love talking about it. It's still relevant. Our kids usually in the schools still see it. It was called Super Size Me. Yeah. What happened to him? Anybody remember what the gist of that one was? A little bit. He ate McDonald's, right? Three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, for 30 days. What happened to him, if you just had to guess? You've never even seen it. Gained some weight. High blood pressure, cholesterol going up, right? He did. That was like the kicker of it, was like his liver was literally shutting down. It couldn't process all the fat he was intaking. Blood pressure, cholesterol through the roof. I mean, in 30 days, like that's not a long time. That's just a month. How many pounds do you think he gained? You're close. Yeah, it was like 25 in a month. That's a lot of weight, y'all, right? My ladies, if you've had a pregnancy, typical weight gain, 25, 35 pounds over 9 months. Can you imagine if you gained what you gained over the course of like months growing a life, you gained in a single month eating fast food? That's crazy, right? So what's it look like? Let's take a trip to Mickey D's together. All right. So this is going to be a small fry at Mickey D's. We're talking like the paper wrapper, right? Who's getting a small fry? Did y'all get a small fry?
Not quite.
Not quite. The combos come with, I think, mediums, right? And you go upsize from there, right? So I got a combo, right? So I'm going to get something with these French fries. 3 full fat tubes at McDonald's. What do you think it might be?
Big Mac.
Big Mac probably is going to be even more. Yeah, this is like your little old cheeseburger, like the original one. So this ain't like your double, your triple, or your quarter pounder. Not the Big Mac. A little like single old cheeseburger. 3 full fat tubes. So what if you did not get the small fry? What if you got your medium? We probably at least need a couple more. And you got your combo. I got to wash the fat down my throat. What am I going to get? Soda. Could be milkshake, right? So this is sugar. And what size drink? This could be your Coke, Pepsi, Sprite. What size do you think that is? Y'all, some of y'all catching on. You're like, it's got to be the smallest thing out there. That is your 12-ounce can. Remember old school can, Coke, Pepsi? Most of your small drinks are bigger than 12 ounces most of the time, right? What if I drank one of those a day for a whole year? How many pounds do you think I could gain?
So much.
15, 20. That's one of the easiest ways for a lot of folks to lose weight is beverages. It's the sweet tea, the sodas, the juices. That's an easy way. I've seen people lose 10, 20, 30 pounds just off of beverages. That's a big one, right? What's that doing inside of you? Anything good? No, don't look so good, right? Other types of favorite foods? Anybody a hot dog fan? Few times a year, baby? Okay, if you eat hot dogs, how many would you usually eat? Two? Three? Yeah, I think like 2 to 3 is probably pretty average, right? How many hot dogs do y'all think that is?
Half.
Y'all catching on. I love it. They're like, this ain't much. 1. What's on it? Nothing. Y'all's, this one, no. Mm-mm. They ain't giving you the slaw. They ain't giving you the cheese. Nothing. This is a plain hot dog. It's almost as big as the hot dog is, right? What if you had 2 or 3? And this is like your beef, your pork, your mystery blend, you know, whatever you want to call them. Y'all know deal with these hot dogs, right? Okay. Okay. At your own risk. And then pizza. That's definitely like a big food. All of us like, I think, at any age. How many slices of pizza can you eat? 3? 2, 3? I know my college kids, where y'all at? That's what I was about to say. I was like, my younger like guys too, y'all are like garbage disposals. I mean, it was impressive. The amount of food y'all can like take in. All right, Pizza Hut pizza. How many slices? 1. What's on this pizza, you think? Little cheese. They do give you a little pepperoni too. But this is not the stuffed crust. This ain't your meat lovers. This ain't your extra cheese. 1 thin crust pepperoni slice from Pizza Hut. 1. So think about the second, the third, the fourth, right? Okay. So what is happening in all this fat? We end up with this, right? What is this? Yeah, it's dear old fat blob. Shows you what fat looks like and feels like. It is pretty gross. My question to my crowd is always, how many pounds do you think it is? Anybody want to actually touch it? Y'all are welcome to. Come on, Jerry. Jerry gonna be my guinea pig.
I will.
I think it's heavy, feels heavier than it actually is. Anybody else want to be a guinea pig for me? How many pounds you thinking? Maybe 3 or 4, going low on me? Okay, all right. Maybe 10? She's like, hold on, y'all. I do think it feels heavier than it actually is. It's only 5 pounds. What if you gain 25, like we were talking about? Where's it going? Ladies, where's the go? Everywhere. Okay, I saw junk in the trunk. I saw top, stomach, the hips, thighs. Y'all know. It's like everywhere. My men, where does it go? The gut, right? That is our men, right? The gut. What's the issue? They call that visceral fat, the fat that sits right there in your abdomen. What is the concern with that? What's the big issue? What are we worried about? What sits behind all the fat? Think inside your body. Your organs, right? Think about all your organs sitting back behind the fat, right? So that's why they worry about it. What do you think these are? Your arteries, yep. So over here, looking pretty good, right? What's happening over here? Not looking so good. So this is your fat, cholesterol, plaque, triglyceride buildup. So when they're checking your cholesterol, triglycerides, this is how it ties in. So I'm going to flip it in a minute. The red stuff, what do you think that is? Your blood. What's your blood need to do? Needs to flow, right? So let's see what happens or does not. So free flowing over here, right? Looking good. What's happening on my other side? Ain't looking so good. Moving, getting stuck. It moves, gets stuck. What happens when it gets stuck? Heart attack, stroke. Is that serious? As a heart attack, right? You heard that saying, right? Right? Can you reverse that? Absolutely. Diet, exercise, if it comes down to it, we got medications and medical procedures, but diet and exercise can do a lot. Did that happen overnight? No, thank goodness. That takes time to do and some time to undo. But the foods that you put in your body, it makes a difference, right? It adds up over time. A lot of times when we were young, we're like, oh, I can eat anything, get away with it. Oh, no, it's going to catch up to you at some point. You know, and what's it look like on the inside? You might be feeling good, looking good on the outside, but can a skinny person have high blood pressure? Yeah. Can they have diabetes? Yeah. Heart disease, you name it. That's so I always tell people, like, your weight does not determine your level of health. Could you have a little extra weight and not have any of those health conditions? Absolutely. So it works both ways, right? So I tell people, don't let weight be like the determinative factor of how healthy you think you are. Get those labs checked, right? So cholesterol, what packs a ton of cholesterol? Some of the foods we've talked about, right? Anything your doctors have told you? What's a big cholesterol food? Usually, yeah, shrimp actually can have some cholesterol. Your beef, again, right? Steaks, burgers, all our dairy products, cheese, milk, ice cream, butter. Fried foods can affect cholesterol. Processed meats, those hot dogs, sausages. Even things like your baked goods. Picture like sweets and desserts. Why? Because they're usually weighed with like milk and butter, and that's why, right? Makes sense? So, go ahead. No, please. Oh, I love it. Where does chocolate fit into the mix of all this? Why does chocolate taste good? What's in it? Sugar. What else? Yeah, some dairy, right? So some, yeah. Is there a better chocolate? Yeah, the dark chocolate, right? Can you just eat as much as you would like of that dark chocolate? Again, everything in moderation, right? A little bit. So they do recommend a little bit of dark chocolate. Can be really good for your heart health. What other things can be good for heart health? So y'all have heard there's like healthy fats and then our not so healthy fats. We've talked a lot about the not so healthy. What are the ones that can help your heart? What kinds of fats are good? Anybody know? Yeah, so the saturated fats are these, yep. Yep, so your unsaturated, good job. Your monos, your polys, right? So what kind of oil do they really recommend? Olive oil, right? So olive oil is really good for your health. What kind of fish in particular do they really talk about with having some heart benefits? Salmon, right? Salmon's one of your big ones. A good snack item? Nuts. Yeah, walnuts, almonds. Now, how much of those should you be eating? You should not be eating from that container or that bag of those nuts. It is literally like a little scoop out, right? So salmon, nuts, olive oil, avocados. Yeah, anybody like avocados? That's become real trendy over the last probably decade or so, right? So avocado is really good for your heart health. So you got those good ones. Those are some good healthy fats out there. As far as your blood pressure goes, what kind of foods can raise your blood pressure? Everything. I heard you, girl. I heard you. Especially being down south, right? It is in a lot of things, though. There's some things that are hidden, too, that you might not even really think about. Sauces. Did y'all know that? So, like, barbecue sauce, soy sauce, teriyaki sauce, loaded with sodium. Things you would think of, too, ketchup and mustard on the lower end. They definitely still have some, but it's lower compared to those other, the soy, the teriyaki. They're just loaded barbecue. What other things pack a lot of sodium? Which farm animal? We've been talking a lot about Bessie the cow. Porky the pig, right? Porky the pig, gonna give you all the salt you need, right? Country ham, bacon, you know, all those delicious things, right? Loaded. What about TV dinners? Aren't there healthier ones, though? You got, like, lean cuisine, healthy choice, right? It's like a seesaw. So they've sucked the fat and the calories out, but that thing's still got to taste like something, right? They want you to buy it. Shoop, there goes your salt. It's like, if there's less of this, there is more of this. Totally. So don't be fooled by the TV dinners. Now, canned goods, right? They do get a bad rap. Because historically, there is a lot of sodium. But what have you seen now with canned goods?
You can get the sodium-free ones.
You got it. They are. Yeah, usually they're the same price. No salt added, low sodium, reduced sodium. Because can they serve a purpose? Absolutely. People kind of get hung up like, oh, fresh is best. And it's like, have y'all seen the prices right now? So frozen can be an option. Fresh can be an option. Your canned can be an option. And my folks, what else did mom or grandma maybe to teach you to do with them canned goods to help get rid of some of that sodium? Yep, I'm hearing it. Drain and rinse, right? Yep, drain and rinse. That does help. That does get rid of some of the sodium as well. So they're an option because think about prices. Those canned goods probably are more affordable looking option at this point. Maybe some of your frozen stuff. So do what's in the budget, and all those can be good sources. Just look to see what you got. Blood pressure, what else? Any other foods you thought of? How about that fast food? Loaded, right? Absolutely. Any of those are gonna be loaded. So what I did want to tell you too is, do you feel like, can you not eat anything? No. Do you think I eat all these foods we've been talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every day and all the time? No way. I'm trying to live a while. So, can it catch up to you? Absolutely. You know, but everything in moderation. It's all a balancing act. So think about your plate, you know, whether it looks like this one or this one. You got some options. But I tell people, too, you know, what you're putting in your body makes a difference. I'll never forget, like, you know, oh, some of y'all probably remember doing this in school where you did science projects, right, with McDonald's foods and things. Y'all have heard about this, right, where the kids in schools, like, sit out burgers and french fries and stuff for, like, months and months. What happened to the food? Nothing. Okay. Y'all think about that. And we have all done the french fry test in your car, right? You went through that drive-thru, munching on your fries in the car. Oh, one hopped out, fell in the abyss of the seats. You find the french fry one day, maybe 6 months later. What does that french fry look like? The same as the day it fell between. Okay, y'all marinate on that. In 6 months in your car in South Carolina weather, that french fry did not rot, grow mold, decompose, nothing. That ain't real food, y'all, right? So think about that. And one last thing, I'll wrap it up for you. Cheetos. Anybody a Cheeto fan? Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it's coming. So I was at my previous job doing this presentation, talking about the Mickey D's, and I was with a men's group. And the one guy raised his hand. He's like, wait a minute now. He's like, my job, there has been this Cheeto sitting in the corner. They've been doing their own science fair project. How long y'all think that Cheeto had been sitting there?
Years.
It was like 6 years or something. What happened to that Cheeto in 6 years? Nothing. A little dusty. That was about it. And then as I thought about it, I was like, what did not eat the Cheeto? The after-hours crew, y'all. The bugs, the rat, like whatever's running around after hours. Nothing ate that Cheeto in 6 years? That ain't real food, Joe. Then I heard probably the funniest thing telling that story. This guy was like, oh, did you know that Cheetos light on fire? Did y'all know that? Yeah. And wherever I was like, where's the vending machine? Who got a lighter? I was like, we got to see that they burn like a birthday candle, y'all. And I was like, what is on this Cheeto that is flammable? So just makes you think, doesn't it? It's like, oh, what is in these foods? What are we putting in our bodies? You know, it does. It catches up with us. It adds up. Now, like I said, does not mean you can never, ever eat it. But it's all about that balance, right? But that'll be your life-saving tip. Y'all remember me one day, and your car breaks down, and you ain't got the flares or anything, but you got that bag of Cheetos. And you light them up. You throw them on out the car. It's going to be your life-saving tip. All right, y'all. So in the back, I got a ton of handouts, things on diabetes, blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, you name it, a whole bunch of info back there. Also, too, there's a little bit of information about our clinic. So as y'all probably know, on campus at Clemson, there is a clinic. It's been there for a long time, mostly doing employee health. They call it the Sullivan Center. They have opened a clinic in Walhalla. So I didn't know if you knew, right in the downtown area. So I think it's like right back behind the courthouse, I think is one of the closest buildings, right near that downtown strip of really great restaurants and shops. It is primary care. So you can come there with an illness, a quick one, acute thing, right? Ear infection, COVID, flu, you name it. You can come there for chronic disease management. So we have nurse practitioners, two out there. One is actually bilingual as well, so we do have a good many Spanish-speaking patients out in that area coming to see us. There is a social worker as well. She's been doing mental health counseling. She actually got a free mental health grant for four counties, Oconee, Abbeville, Lawrence, and Cherokee. So she's been doing free mental health counseling in Oconee and these other counties, which is fantastic. I am out there one day a week on Fridays. We are running a Veggie RX program, so vegetable prescription. Y'all have heard that food is medicine tagline. It's true. Y'all know that. When you have access to healthy foods and can eat them, like your health is going to improve in the long run, right? So anybody pre-diabetic or diabetic at our clinic that's a patient of ours can enroll in our Veggie prescription program. They get two free boxes of fresh produce twice a month for 6 months. So we're just at the point now where we're starting to have people graduate, and I'm already seeing some A1Cs improving. So very exciting stuff. So social worker, myself, the dietitian. We do have an MD out there as well. He's out there a few days a week. And so that's our primary care clinic that we have. And like I said, it's not far from here. You're looking at maybe a 15, 20-minute ride possibly, I think. So that's an option. Other things, too, we do have mobile clinics. Y'all probably have driven by Clemson's campus and seen these big old mobiles, these big old buses, sometimes we call them. They're mobile clinics. They have two exam rooms and a lab. We're able to go out on these in the upstate. They have a couple programs, Best Chance Network, which is breast cancer, cervical cancer screenings. This is for our uninsured or underinsured folks. So they can get a free pap smear mammogram done. It's 21 to 64 years of age, and just not having insurance or not having enough insurance can help you. So this is a great, great program. We do wise women with it too. So anybody that's 40 to 64, I'll prick your finger and we'll check your labs, your A1C, your cholesterol, triglycerides, and get all of that right there at your visit. And again, they're free services for our patients. They're doing hepatitis C screenings, so there's a lot of different mobiles going out in the upstate doing these programs. The Walhalla Clinic I mentioned, the primary care clinic, is accepting insurance, and then there is a sliding scale too for those that do not have insurance. So I do got handouts on that too. A lot of good information in the back. Any last questions for me? I think I did pretty good on time. Y'all can tell I get paid to talk for a living. I was like, that was pretty good. All right, any questions? And I'll be back at the table too. If you just want to ask me something on the side, I'll be happy to stick around for a bit, but definitely grab some handouts too. All righty, thank you. Appreciate y'all.